Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Matt drops his hits from your hood, Kareen.
Oh, another Matt, the bachelor, Matt Agnew.
You won what?
What? And Lockie Reed breaks down last night's final, Eagles v Bombers.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tis from your hood.
Yes, Kareen, tis time for you. It's a really nice part of town, I have to say.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of open space. And of course, you know, it was responsible for Dean Clare's in some ways.
Oh, good place for families.
Spent a lot of years there.
A lot of years
around.
There, yeah.
Beautiful part of the world.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's enough. That's all the inspiration I needed, really. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
Okay. Kareen, you played a part in raising our Claire Z.
Thank you very much.
Kareen, 14 Ks north of the CBD. If you like parks, then you're in luck. In springtime, how the bird life flocks. Kareen's got open space that's quite serene. If you like swamps, then we got two. White, black, Chinese, Muslim, Jew. Everybody's welcome in Kareen. Kareen. Where you can drop the kids off at Jelly Beans. Kareen. Reed Highway satisfies your transport needs. We got schools that rank real high. Great bakery for party pies. Tomato sauce compulsory in Kareen. Why would you consider South when we've got old tawny frog mouth? So David Attenborough would love Kareen.
Here, on the corner of Marmion and Almadine Drive, we find the Red Rooster. First discovered in 1972, its numbers multiplied rapidly, but the introduction of the chicken treat meant that competition became tougher for the places on Australian dinner tables.
The Kareen Tavern's in Duncraig, but we will claim it anyway with a sticky date for $10, man, that's sweet. And hear the horses giving love to people with their challenges. It's just the way we trot in old Kareen. Kareen. You'd be surprised how close it is to the beach. Kareen. Thanks for what you did for our Claire Z. Oh, thanks for what you did for our Claire Z.
Grazie.
Beautiful tribute to Kareen there. That's hits your hood. Well done, mate.
It was all about you.
Oh, I want to go back.
I'm so moved.
Well done, buddy.
Excellent.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
The Bachelor. Things are revving up as we get towards the business end of things. And a man whose life is just a little bit, I said wife, that's a Freudian slip, isn't it? His life is a bit odd at the moment. There's a bit of hiding, ducks and drakes, low profile on the rest of it. Matt Agnew, The Bachelor. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're very well, Matt. Now, you've got to say, you must have been watching some of these episodes back. Have you seen a whole other side to some of the women that you would never have known about?
I'm actually not watching.
Oh, really?
Are you too are you afraid to know what you shouldn't have known?
I'd word it a little differently. It's more I formed opinions and established real relationships with these women back when I filmed it, and they're the memories that I'm more than happy to go forwards remembering. So I don't want to look backwards. I don't want to. Yeah, I'm all about looking forwards and taking what the opinions and relationships I formed at the time and going forward with them.
Yeah, that, and you're really into the block. Now, mate, there has been a lot of, well, you haven't seen it, obviously, but there's been a lot of dobbing going on. A lot of the girls sort of dobbing on other girls. Yep. Was that uncomfortable at the time?
It's a hard one, right? Because on one hand, I do appreciate being brought up to speed with certain things, but on the, I guess on the other side of the coin, it's hard because there is a, you know, you if people just say things with impunity, then it's now suddenly on the accused to prove their innocence. And that's not really a healthy way to approach things. So it's kind of trying to find that balance of, okay, well, this has been said. I need to keep that in mind. But at the same time, I owe it to everyone that they have the opportunity to conduct themselves. And I assume that everything's great until they do something to prove otherwise. I don't let these opinions cloud my relationship with them. So it is a hard balance, and it's difficult to navigate.
Mate, when do you sign up for a show like this? I mean, obviously there's a few things that have to be kept secret, but Chelsea Agnew's got a nice ring to it. What do you have to say about that, bud? Come on.
You'll have to just see how things play out and who is potentially lined up for the last name Agnew.
Played with a straighter bat than Steve Smith would like.
Very straight bat. Well done, the betting site's very much in favour of a Chelsea Agnew moment.
Well, I saw the other night, Matt, you had the bachelors who have had success in their
bachelor
relationships.
Royalty.
The bachelor royalty come
That's
back
it.
And
Sammy and
I mean, did it just feel like your uncle and auntie's trying to tell you who you should be with?
It had that very nice kind of protective nurturing instincts within them, I think, you know, taking me under their wing and trying to make sure that I find the same success that they found, and it was really lovely. They were really warm and just lovely, kind people who, just wanted nothing but the best for me. And, some people who have been the very, very unique scenario that I found myself in.
Yeah, and I've learnt a lot from you, Matt. It seems that whenever there's any sort of emotional issues, just give them a bath. And if you want to get to know them, just chuck them out of a plane.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, these dating 101 with Matt Agnew.
Pretty much.
You know, you're having some dramas. It's like, right, let's just jump out of a plane and jump in the bath afterwards.
Perfect. Done.
Oh, and champagne.
And champagne. Yeah,
that's it.
I feel so simple, yet so understood.
Hey, Matt, when the royalty came in, were you glad that Matty J got the Matty name so you could just be Matt? Does anyone call you Matty in your real life?
I do get Matty a lot.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah. So, I mean, I thought I was the funniest guy in the room. I said Matty J, you know, Matty A. Yeah. But it landed on deaf ears. I don't think he even batted an eyelid. So I thought, right, don't say that one again.
Oh, I know that feeling, buddy.
Yeah. Well, Sam was sitting there going, what am I, Scotch Mist? You know, invisible man.
Well, good luck. We're waiting to see who you end up with. But, it's nice you're not watching it back, but I do think you're missing a bit of drama.
So I'm happy to stay drama-free. So if that's what I'm missing, then that's no dramas for me.
Oh, nice one.
Well, you didn't give anything away. You weren't meant to, mate. So there's no dobbing at this end, but all the best, bud.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, guys.
Matt Agnew, also known as Matty A these days.
Matty A.
The Bachelor returning Channel 10, 7:30 Wednesday night.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Last night, the Eagles were back in town.
Kick forward is off the ground and marked by Cripps. Gives it to Ryan. Storms inside 50. Has a bounce. No one can catch him. Here go the Eagles. They're coming your way. And they're keen to put on another show in September.
Who's that talented young bloke?
That is the amazing Mr. Lockie Reid. After 3 nervous weeks for Eagles supporters, they're back and in the hunt for a flag. Lockie, good morning, mate.
Hello, guys. Yeah, they certainly are back, aren't they? And led by one man they've been missing for about 8 weeks by the name of Nick Mattanui. Made a huge difference, brought his midfielders into the game and everything went right for West Coast last night, which was terrific. So they live one more week. Can they survive 3 more? Because that's what it will take away from home to win the flag.
Lockie, how was the energy of the place? I assume it would have started out quite nervous, but it didn't take long before it looked like the boys were doing well.
Yeah, Kimber, I reckon a lot of Eagles fans arrived at the game just with those memories of 2016 when the Western Bulldogs came to town and caused the biggest upset in finals for quite some time. Then That's they right, went yeah. on to win the Premiership. And I think there was a bit of a similar feel. You know, the Eagles were red-hot favourites, but Essendon had nothing to lose. And once the game started, I mean, they had a 5-6 goal first term. Not that the game was over at quarter time, but it was always going to be hard for the Bombers to get back into it. They fought hard, but in the second half, they were just overrun by West Coast. Their foot skills were quite unbelievable, the Eagles. They were back to what they do best, and you know, they were very precise by foot and carved Essendon up, especially in that second half.
And Lockie, looking into your crystal ball, you think about that first quarter against Richmond before the rain came. If we have three, you know, fine weekends, could the Eagles get there to the big show?
Look, I think the only challenge, Matty, will be the travel factor. I mean, last year they had the two home finals, which eased their load, so they didn't have to travel actually until grand final day, as opposed to this year. That's it for them. They're now on the road. They catch a plane, if they can continue on however many weeks, they catch a plane each and every week, which certainly takes a toll. Not only does the pressure of playing finals add up on you psychologically, but also, you know, on your body. You're jumping on a plane, flying 4 hours, coming back the next day, then preparing for another game. So that's their biggest challenge. Now, they've certainly got the ability to win it. It's a matter of whether, you know, they can do it on the road.
Mate, Nick Nat, what happens there? He gets his hair pulled by Zach Merritt and then throws him into the boundary. Is that a fine, do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm not one man to talk about hair and whether you've had your hair. What I was actually going to say is, Kimber, just lean over to Matty. No, in fact, don't lean over to Matty. Lean over to Clarsey and pull his hair and just see the reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Slammer into the fence.
That's right. Look, I think it's just a fine. I mean, it was quite an aggressive shove to the ground, and I know there's a lot of punters in the East that want to see him get a one-week suspension, mainly probably because they're a little bit worried about how good West Coast are with Nick Nat really in the team. Yep. But I just think it's a fine. He's probably lucky that Merritt didn't get injured by falling into the fence. If you remember, middle of the season, I think it was, McGovern got a week for shoving Guelphy into a chair.
Yep.
So he got a week for that, but there was an injury as a result. I think Nick Nat might be safe. Fine-wise, because there's no serious injury to the player.
And so the next opponent will be the loser of tonight's game, right? Collingwood Geelong, is that tonight? Yeah,
and it looks like a Friday night game. So you know, an extra day for them to get themselves ready because they've got the travel. So no excuses next week. They're pretty confident in Melbourne. I don't think they lose many games over there. Aside from that Richmond game, I think they had a pretty good streak going at the MCG. So there'll be no fears about going over to Melbourne next Friday night and taking on one of those two teams.
And made those goals. Cripps 4, Kennedy 4, Ryan 3, Waterman 2, Darling 2, and Willie got 1, and so did Sheed. But, you know, you're right off Josh Kennedy at your peril, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, he was gone. His career was over about 3 or 4 days ago, and he comes out and plays, especially that first, you know, probably 35 minutes of the game. He kicked the first goal of the game, then the first two goals of that second quarter. He was on fire. They did a good job to slow him down, but, such a fantastic player. And I'd love to be winning tickets, to be honest, to the AFL Grand
Final. Oh, you're in the right place.
I don't know whether I can maybe just make a call a little later in breakfast, maybe.
Siren to siren.
Well, sorry, Lockie, you can't. But tell all your friends they could win them through us.
And no one with the name Reed. Sorry, bud.
I don't have many friends, but anyway,
here we go. All right, mate, all the attention now on tonight's final. We'll see who the opponent is for the Eagles. All the best, bud.
See you, guys.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
I got a phone call from my brother. I mentioned to you guys, it was about 3 or 4 nights ago, and I ended up rolling around on the floor laughing. My brother loves Facebook, and he puts a lot of his business. He's basically a wedding singer and a DJ and a guitarist.
Yep.
All right, so he puts a lot of, he's on Facebook a lot promoting his business, but he's also looking through and scrolling through, and he found the site for New Caledonia, which is that big bunch of islands there in the South Pacific under French control, mostly French-speaking, in a beautiful part of the world.
Mm.
Pretty expensive to go there as well. And he did start clicking on some of their lovely photos of their pristine beaches. He'd been doing that for a few weeks, and all of a sudden he saw there was a contest to win a trip to New Caledonia, the capital Noumea and some of the resorts there.
All right.
So he clicked on the contest and didn't think about it again. So 2 weeks later he gets an email that says, Dear Paul, you've won a trip to New Caledonia.
Oh,
legit.
All expenses paid to New Caledonia. And he went, oh, this is cool.
It's then not a scam.
He stepped back and he went, am I being scammed here? Is this a bit of spam or something? So he actually found the name, the number of the office, and he called New Caledonia Tourism and he said, have I really won this prize? And it was legit. He'd won the prize.
Wow.
And after, where?
Exactly. So that's where he's heading off to New Caledonia. But he said, okay, so yeah, got the details from the woman. She said, yeah, so and make sure you bring your best shoes for the 42K.
What?
And he went, sorry? She goes, yeah, yeah, the runner's contest that you entered, the 42K, you're in the marathon now.
Oh, God.
So he gets the trip because they're trying to encourage tourists to go in the marathon. And
so he has to run the marathon?
No, last time my brother ran. I think he said to me, he said the last time he ran was when he had gastro.
So he doesn't get the prize. He doesn't get the trip to Caledonia unless he does the 42K marathon.
That ain't a prize.
And she went, you are a runner, aren't you? And he's thinking about the prize. Think about the holiday on the beach. And he goes, yeah, but I'm not really fit right now. I'd struggle with 42K. She said, well, if you still come and you do the 10K, you can be involved. You're all good.
I still couldn't do it.
Yeah. And he's thinking to himself, actually, I've got to say yes, because I can run 100 metres, feign a hammy, and then go to the pub.
Yes,
or go
course.
To the beach.
Good thinking.
And then he looks at his diary and he's got a wedding that he has to do that night. You know, he's playing at a wedding. So he rings her back and he goes, look, I can't do it. She goes, have you got a friend who'll run for you and you can come after your gig?
Stop it.
So he rings his best mate and he says to his best mate, mate, he's known him for 30 years. He goes, mate, do you run? And he goes, are you joking? And he said, well, he explained it to him. His mate goes, I'll tell you what, I'll come over and I'll do the 10K. But after about 100 metres, I'll feign a hammy and go to the pub. Exactly the same plan. So what happened was this guy, the mate's wife, said, if you're going to go on this trip and this free trip, you have to take me and our 7-year-old son, but you also have to train for the next 6 weeks to get fit and do the 10K.
Yes, she made him run.
She made him run. And he said he was going to do a couple of Ks in the end. And he said the French-speaking locals were so supportive. He ran the full 10K in the best time you could imagine.
Really?
But still, that's not a prize.
No, it's not a prize.
What kind of prize is that? Like, oh, you can come on this beautiful holiday, but you have to run.
Have
that
to
sounds
run.
Like the worst holiday ever.
So the brother did the wedding and he went up and joined his mate and his wife and the kid and had a week's holiday for free.
Oh, I don't understand. Like I remember winning a quiz night, right? And we have
that would be a rarity.
No, we win a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, oh, okay. I just happened to be with all the smart people, but we won this quiz night, and we all won a Christmas ham.
Oh, that'd be handy for a vegetarian.
Ham. I mean, what? Yeah, but also we were there with partners, and we all won a ham each. Now, how many hams can a partner and I eat? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can't eat a Christmas ham will feed like 15 people.
Well, what would have been worse if you got one ham?
Yeah.
You had to then divvy up.
Oh, that's hard work when you get that. It's bottles of wine, it's easier at a quiz night, isn't it?
A rubbish prize for a vegetarian.
You've got to read the fine print, people.
Yeah, you do.
You know, with these prizes. I mean, Donald Trump didn't expect to be president.
No, he didn't. He's still hating every day of it, let's be honest.
Give us a call, 133353, and tell us, I mean, you call that a prize?
Yeah.
You know, that time you get a prize and you think, that's not a prize.
Was that worth it?
And it came with that. I didn't read the product disclosure statement on that one.
Give us a call, 133353, and it could score you a fantastic prize.
Oh, a legitimate prize.
And this is
prize.
A good one.
Yeah, $150 voucher to spend at the Windsor Hotel, located just a short walk from the South Perth foreshore. The Windsor Hotel has excellent dining options, an on-site brewery, and beautiful function spaces. It's got something for everyone.
That bit of the foreshore looks like New Caledonia. Just amazing.
You call that a prize?
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
My brother went to New Caledonia on a holiday in which they demanded he run a 42K marathon. He ended up putting his mate up. His mate ran 10K and had a good time in the end.
Yeah, they scammed the system, though. Yeah. I love that.
And he just paid a bit extra for a couple of extra nights, and the rest of it was free.
Oh, you call that a prize?
Paradise.
Margaret's given us a call from North Coogee. Margaret, have you won a bit of a rubbish prize?
Yeah, unfortunately I have. As a 10-year-old, so we're talking like 50 years ago now, entered this competition, get this great letter in the mail saying you have won a raft set. So my sister and I, we lived on a 26-acre farm which had a dam at the back. So we thought, awesome, we're going to go out there in the raft and have a good old time in the dam. Unfortunately, it was a brand of aftershave, so I ended up getting aftershave as a 10-year-old. So
it was called Raft.
That is so good.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You're going to raft out with your sister. That is brilliant. It's just cologne. I love that.
Yeah, pretty disappointing as a 10-year-old, I can tell you.
That would have been awful.
It sounds a
it's
bit
arrived,
like...
It's arrived, yeah, it's arrived.
Sounds like cologne that would come with a pair of boat, boat shoes or something, wouldn't it?
Yes, it does.
Hilarious. Oh,
sorry, Margaret.
Well
Shame.
Done, Margaret.
That's all good, thank you.
No wonder you don't forget it. That would be super disappointing.
Raft didn't last, did it?
No, it didn't. We're less than half an hour away from Matt's Hitchy Hood, Corrine, so we're going to Corrine early here.
Oh, wonderful. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning.
You all ready for the song?
I am. I actually can't wait.
Great.
Oh, good to hear.
All right, yes. Colleen, tell us.
No, Colleen.
What kind of rubbish prize did you get?
My daughter won at a quiz night. Mm. You know the bobble-headed things that sit on your dashboard?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
She won a bobble-headed Jesus.
Okay.
I quite like that.
That's actually...
It kind of looked as if he was praying all the way.
That's really funny.
I would feel like I was being constantly judged. Just like getting the nod all the time, just judging me.
It was shocking.
Filled with guilt.
Did it end up in the car?
No. She actually gave it to somebody that really wanted it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it'd be
so
a great
that worked
gift.
Out well, all round.
Oh,
love it. Thanks, Colleen.
No problem.
Hey, stick around for Hits from Your Hood, Corrine. I hope he represents your suburb well.
Mm, I want a bobble-headed Matt Dictinsky. We just play it, just tap it on the head when it's.
You really want to see this noggin any more than you do?
No, I want to see it, like, not in my car, but on Matt's Hits from Your Hood Day. I think it'd make a great video.
Yeah,
we all need a take-home version.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Last night we went to Crown to see this.
My name is Elder Young. Hello. Did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA? You can read all about it now. Hello. In this nifty book, it's free, no, you don't have to pay.
Opening night there, of course, of Book of Mormon.
It was hilarious.
Lived up to the hype.
Did, didn't it?
I absolutely loved it. You guys know I'm not a fan of musicals. Mm. I just find them a bit insipid, but that was hilarious. I just thought it was so clever. Funny songs, really well written, well performed.
One word for me, and it's a word I don't use often, particularly when I'm looking at myself in the mirror, flawless.
Ah.
Yeah.
It was faultless.
Yeah, it was.
Everything was executed at the highest level possible.
Yeah, and because sometimes you do see things, and Matt, you've done a lot of shows, and Kim, done some too, and I've seen a lot of shows, and you spot things and they go wrong, and you go, it was pretty much the spotless kind of night for them as well, as an opening night, which is a big thing. I did wonder about the sense of humour and the black humour that was in there. If people who went to the theatre or didn't really know what Book of Mormon was about, some may be upset, especially the older generation.
Yes, and if you know South Park, you're probably expecting a little bit of puerile humour. But what they do so well is use that humour to make a really valid point. And at the end of the day, you know, the theme is if you just love each other, we'll have a better world.
Yeah.
You know? That the message is kind of irrelevant,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah.
The actual belief system.
On the way there, they pushed the boundaries. I would imagine there would be some people would be a little upset, but I thought that last night was it was just one of those great nights out.
Well, it was a great night in Perth, wasn't it? There was so much energy around because, of course, the Eagles.
Eagles had a win.
I'm
flying
sort of
high.
Surprised. I saw the score when we got out of the show and went, wow, I didn't think it would be that
Kimber,
big.
They're only playing Essendon.
Yeah, but I kind of didn't think they were going to win.
Well, I mean, I'm a Bombers supporter, but I didn't think the Bombers could do it. Although I've flipped and flopped on
that
a few
times
today. They can
be a bit flaky, can't they?
Yeah.
That footy team. There was a lot going on at Optus Stadium, Nick Nat and all the rest of it.
So Merritt grabbed hold of his dreadlocks. No, he didn't like it. And then his hair was pulled. And it's on, down on the boundary.
Oh, Lockie Reed will join us after 7 to talk about the footy.
Yeah, so Nick Nat's hair was pulled.
Yeah, it looked dramatic.
And he was not happy, and I don't know I don't know what happens in that situation if he gets suspended.
No, what happens is Nat Nui turned into the Hulk.
He did, didn't he?
He did pick up. Zach Merritt's not a big guy compared to Nick Nat, but he'd probably end up with a fine, I'd imagine. He threw him into the fence.
And maybe Zach Merritt was just going, Nick, your hair, it's really voluminous, and then your ends haven't split.
He's like pulled the ragdoll's hair, and then he got ragdolled.
Oh, he certainly did. Now, something else was happening, Kimber. I wonder if you can listen to this and tell me what you think it is.
Now, this might be a young share, but he's no idea how to do this. You've got to know how to put one of these rubbers on. There we go. Right to the bottom. Yeah, right on the end. And roll it down. Now pull it right back up. That's the one. Push it down. Push it down. Mm. Pull it down. Rub it up. Give it a good rub.
Is that a prophylactics class?
Essentially, it is. True.
That's David Bumble. Commentating on the cricket.
Yeah, Bumble.
Someone putting the rubber on the handle of a cricket
bat.
Yeah.
It was a cricket.
I see.
You know, sometimes in cricket you need something to get you through the long, lonely nights, and that's what that did.
Mind you, Steve Smith will get you through any night, won't he?
Steve Smith is a
cricket genius, made another double century against England last night.
It does seem like he's a big deal, and we've all forgotten anything bad that he did.
Yeah. Was anyone booing?
We can all move on.
When he got out last night, anyone boo?
I don't know, because I was asleep by then, but they're booing less, that's for sure.
Yeah, and there'll be nothing by then. They'll be cheering for him by the end of the series, you'd imagine. Oh, what a busy night it was.
Yeah. Oh, go Perth.
Apparently, he was given a standing ovation, Steve Smith.
Okay.
Standing ovation as he left.
Well deserved.
We gave the Book of Mormon a standing ovation.
We did indeed.
That was well deserved.
I was going to say, Steve Smith, there's been none like him, but there was one a long, long time ago. Look.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. The
juice. Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Oh, the bad boys. They're so, so bad.
I'm a bad boy.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come?
Yes, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back one more time. Bad boys for life.
Okay.
I mean, are they really that
bad?
Is
that what it's called?
It is, bad boys for life. Will Smith is in his role as Mike Lowry. Martin Lawrence returns, or at least a man who once resembled Martin Lawrence.
Bad men. Yeah, what are we going to do?
He's sort of less movie star, more unfit dad these days.
Okay. He has got the dad bod, yeah.
Yeah, but they're back to fight crime on the streets.
I'm done, Mike. I'm retiring.
Look at this mess. It's carnage.
I didn't do all this.
You didn't shoot anybody?
Well, come on, Cap. You know I shot some people.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, man. Bad boys.
One last time.
That's it. One last time. Bad boys for life. It doesn't really talk about what happens in the movie. It's just basically them out doing their thing.
Oh, no. Apparently, there's a great scene in it where someone steals Martin Lawrence's glucosamine tablets for his knee. That's really good.
The film is going to be in cinemas January 2020.
Not so bad, boys.
Guys, everyone loves Neighbours.
Oh, yeah. Sing along. Maybe not.
No, I only remember the old version. But Neighbours is getting a 5-episode mini-series spin-off.
Finally.
Yeah, it's called Neighbours, Erinsborough High.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to screen in the UK and in Australia. It centres around students during their final exam period.
Yes. Right.
Now, that sounds entertaining, doesn't it? That's what I want to be watching, is just a bunch of really stressed out, anxious teens in the most crucial time of their lives.
Doing things with toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But they do say that the miniseries is going to cover all of the universal topics for teens today.
Yep.
So bullying, mental illness, sexuality, peer pressure, that sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
22-minute episodes. And there will also be a mix of Neighbours, regulars and newcomers.
Okay.
So a bit of everything in there. It's going to screen on 10 Play from November 11 if you're a Neighbours fan.
Cook up some toadfish and enjoy it.
Will there be a scene at Lassiter's?
Oh, I hope so.
I dare say. Oh, there will be.
Has to be.
Those same milkshakes they never drink.
No.
Also, guys, this is great. I'm looking forward to this. Moving Bed. If you haven't heard of it, it is the biggest outdoor bed cinema in Australia. So it's been launching everywhere else. We've had it in different cities in Australia, and it's coming to WA for the first time.
Okay.
Right? So Perth Ozone Reserve from October 18 to December 8. So we're going to get a full summer sort of season with this one. And it is fantastic. It's 150 beds under the stars. So you're just laying around watching a movie. It's the largest bed cinema in the world.
It was got a Pink Floyd album cover at one stage.
Yes.
It was too. They've got blankets, side tables, mattresses, premium pillows, and you can also get little blankets and go along. So it's going to be great. And they've got all different movies, everything from the new stuff like Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Lion King, Fast and Furious. So there's a lot to see.
How will you be getting into a bed that's been slept in by someone else?
Yeah,
bed bugs. Will you be okay with that?
Mm. I'd be okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's just not the first time you've done that.
I wonder how much bed hopping there'll be on the night.
It sounds like it's going to be really fun. So it's coming soon. Tickets are ranging between $9 to $93.
Wow.
Because I think it depends if you bring your own blanket and stuff or whether you hire the big, you know, get all the bells and whistles type thing. But it's called Move in Bed.
Okay.
Or bed cinema.
There'll be a bit of moving in some of those beds.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, look at the nookie, please.
That's your daily juice.
Yeah, good. Well done, KC.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Hello.
She's a really good newsreader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, my friends, technology, boy, has it changed our lives.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Wrong.
I mean, I remember back in the house in Mount Lawley where I was a little boy, got running into the lounge room to watch Early Birds.
Yep.
So it would have been, you know, early to mid-70s.
Yeah, always in school holidays?
Well, yeah, but even on, I think, a Saturday morning.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
And chucking the black and white on, and it blew up.
Oh. Right? Yeah.
And I ran into the bedroom, Mum, Dad, and then I saw something I shouldn't have seen. But
yeah, sure.
Then we got a colour TV. And, you know, nice. It blew my mind,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then you think about what we've got now, where we walk around with our mobile devices with more technology in those than they had to land on the moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
Know, in each person.
But your new colour TV didn't have a remote either.
No, it certainly didn't.
Isn't that bizarre?
Someone had to get up and change the channel.
Get the pool cue out.
That's how we got our 10,000 steps each day, getting up to change the bloody channel. But, you know, there's no doubt about it. It's taken over the world. Working people have lost a lot of their jobs to the bloody robots.
Ooh. That sounds like Styx moving into ELO's territory there.
Oh, my brother and I love that album.
You
we
love
absolutely
that song,
loved it. And yeah, so, you know, you think about manufacturing, you think about everything from building cars to just going to the self-serve checkout at the supermarket.
Yeah, true.
That's someone's job that has been lost, right? But we've always, those of us that are unskilled, have always thought, well, at least I can get a job in the sex industry.
You'd like to hope so.
If everything goes wrong, you know, there's always that.
You fall on hard times, you fall on hard times. Sorry, for want of a better way of saying it.
Don't apologise. But now it seems that's all over too.
Oh, why?
Well, because they've now, in a French nightclub, the pole dancers have been taken over by two robots.
Oh no.
What, the robots are pole dancing?
They are.
Oh, no.
And you know what? They're pretty bloody good.
Are they really?
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
No, you can't replace skin. What makes it sexy is not just the movements on the pole. It's about the skin.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right. Look, this could be just a one-off. It's a British artist, Giles Walker, has created these two robots that have got a CCTV camera for a head.
Yeah, all sex bots.
So it's kind of like, who's being the voyeur here?
Oh, right.
But it just worries me that my one, you know, other opportunity in life may be gone.
Oh, yeah. I never had that opportunity. I like cake too much. I was like, no one wants to see me up there
you're
naked
a cake
on
bot.
A pole. Yeah.
This, you know when I get on the floor and do my little exercises?
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's just keeping my core strong enough
just
that
in
if
case.
I lose this gig, I can get back on the pole.
Is someone to put the notes, or do you have to swipe your card or something on them?
I don't know.
So bizarre, isn't it?
Okay, give it up for
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt, and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.